Now, the rest of the story. It is half a century and a fragrant memory away in the Blue Ridge foothills of North Carolina, on a dusty country road 30 miles northwest of Pilot Mountain. Stay on that road. It is taking you home to a place that shines in your heart like a lighted window on a dark night, to a little town that rises from the mountain mist like a backwoods brigadoon, to a gentle community called Mount Airy. There, everybody knows everybody, and everybody is worth knowing. Mr. Forrest, the town barber, whose shop was in the square next to the shoe store. Pretty Miss Valentine, the fourth grade teacher, secret sweetheart of every small boy who ever daydreamed in her class. Gruff old Wade Stillman, the proprietor of the local pool hall, keeper in line of the town's mischievous teenagers. There's Floyd Pike, the kindly electrician. And Bess Merritt, the stern-faced lady principal of Rockford School. And Sam Patterson, the smiling, handshaking town sheriff. Their homes are all there, on streets lined with silver maple and sycamore, in a place of happily ever aftering called Mount Airy. This is as it was 50 years ago, when a boy was growing up there, a boy who lived on Haymore Street in a white frame house with a swing on the front porch. He loved to fish in Lovell's Creek for horny heads and perch, down where the afternoon breezes whispered in the birch trees, down by the big slick rock that jutted 5 yards out into the stream. He loved to swing on the rope that hung from a neighbor's tree or sit on the curb at night with the other boys, playing the harmonica and telling ghost stories. His dad was shipping foreman at the local furniture company. The boy worked there during summer months. And then came the autumn, when the sycamores would turn brown and the silver maples would explode in crimson and yellow flame, and it was back to the red brick schoolhouse on Rockford Street. After school, there was Lamb's drugstore for a soda, and a free stand on the scale with a big glass dial, and there were Saturday matinees at the Grand, and Sunday services at Haymore Street Baptist, and picnics in the Glen, and hot dogs at the Snappy Lunch Cafe. And a constant companion mongrel pooch named Tippy, who rode everywhere in a handlebar basket on the boy's bicycle. And one day that same boy left his happy haven in the Blue Ridge foothills, first for the university at Chapel Hill, and then forever. But he took with him an overstuffed scrapbook of Mount Airy memories, a collection of unfading photographs of all his mind, landscapes of enchanted places, portraits of a warm family and true friends and good neighbors, and from those recollections always arose the aroma of love, the tie that bound, the true magic of that otherwise insignificant town, and those gentle ghosts continue to haunt the boy wherever he went until he brought them to life for the rest of us to share. You may have wondered where that wonderful place came from. Well, it was real, and for one brief, shining moment, it belonged to a boy who grew up and had a television show and took us, smiling by the hand, to Once Upon a Time. The boy was Andy Griffith, and his beloved country Camelot, Mount Airy, became Mayberry, USA. And now you know the rest of the story.